News Team coverage. 94.9 WSJM News Now.
WSJM News Now at Noon is brought to you by the Town Crier Wire. You can download your free local news app today from the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. In the WSJM Newsroom, I'm Michael Arney. Well, flavored vape products are back on store shelves now that a judge has issued a halt to the governor's ban. Michigan News Network Capitol Bureau Chief Tim Skubick has the latest.
The governor continues on her crusade to keep that stuff off the shelves, but a judge, a court of appeals judge, court of claims judge, said basically it should go back on because we want to review this law. So he slapped an injunction on the governor. She, in turn, immediately went to the state Supreme Court and said, please take this case. The governor firmly believes there is a public health crisis, particularly among young people. But the judge in the court yesterday basically said that this may be a discrimination problem because the governor's ban not only includes taking this stuff off the shelves for the young kids, but also for adults who some say need this product as well. It's unclear whether the Supreme Court will take this case immediately or allow it to go through the system normally, which would add months, if not years, to this battle over vaping and flavored products and whether they should be sold in Michigan or not.
Benton Harbor Area Schools Board of Education is whole again. Board last night selecting former Benton Harbor City Manager Darwin Watson to fill the vacancy. It was created by the passing of Board President Stephen Mitchell last month. Watson told the board he was born and raised in the community and wants to help out. Board President Joseph Taylor telling us Watson's experience as the city manager and working for the city government means he can hit the ground running.
We think he'll do well. I think it was, as we stated tonight, it was a democratic process, right? So it was a little back and forth, right? But at the end of the day, it was a unanimous vote for our new school board member.
Says Watson also has experience working with young people.
As a city manager, you know, they had various youth things that they did in the summers over his tenure of working. I think he worked 20-some years with the city. So I think he's aware of that. He understands that.
Watson told the board unity is key. He believes a quality education is a right. The city of South Haven will begin construction soon on a splash pad near South Beach. City Manager Brian Desette tells us the project has been years in the making.
We've been working over the past 4 years to secure both grant funding and then finalize design, fundraising, and ultimately get construction started.
The splash pad will be similar to the Whirlpool Centennial Fountain in St. Joseph. Desette says it's designed to resemble an attraction at the Michigan Maritime Museum.
Portions of it will mimic the Friends Goodwill. That's the tall ship that sails out of South Haven's Michigan Maritime Museum. So we're excited to have the project underway, and the city is posting a variety of information about the project onto the city's website.
Desette says the Friends Goodwill theme was picked by local school kids. The city received a $300,000 grant from the Michigan Natural Resources Trust Fund for the splash pad, while raising money locally to cover the rest of the $612,000 total cost. Congressman Fred Upton disturbed about what's happening in northern Syria since President Trump ordered the removal of American troops stationed there. Upton telling us last week that pulling U.S. troops out of Syria would result in Turkey attacking America's Kurdish allies, and that's exactly what's happened. Upton says this undoes a lot of progress.
The Kurds were holding some 10,000 ISIS prisoners. All of that is just washed away like an etch-a-sketch. Prisoners have been released in just a couple of days. What Turkey has done, which was predicted, has seen the Kurds look for new allies, not the U.S.
Upton says a void has now been left in that region, and it's going to be filled by Russia and Iran.
It's a mess. And you're going to see us come back with a sanction bill this week on Turkey, but really the horse is out of the barn. The damage has been done.
Upton says the situation is tragic. Many in Washington agree, both parties. He also says he doesn't know what the president's reasoning was in the decision to pull American troops. WSJM News Time is 12:10. Up next, an historic building in South Haven with new fire protection. So if you were listening to us over the air right now, or even streaming online at Newstalk 94.9 WSJM or WSJM.com, right here is where you would hear a commercial. So, you own a business? Do you run a business? Do you have those decisions available for your business? If so, we could always use a sponsor right here on the WSJM News Now at Noon podcast and over the air. Contact our sales department right now if you're interested. The WSJM News Now at Noon continues with a different story leading this segment than what we teased before the break. General Motors and the United Auto Workers Union have reached a tentative deal that would end the month-long strike by more than 49,000 workers. Deal coming a day before local union presidents are to meet with United Auto Workers Union leaders in Detroit. It also follows yesterday's bargaining session that included CEO Mary Barra for a second time in a week. Since the strike began in mid-September, GM has lost more than $1 billion. A historic building in South Haven has new protections against damage thanks to the local Rotary Club. South Haven Area Emergency Services says the Rotary Club of South Haven has funded the installation of a fire detection system at the Scott Club building. The Queen Anne-style building was built in 1893. It's a Michigan historic site. Fire detection system will immediately call the fire department if a fire is detected. It's the second installation of such a system in an historically important building funded by the Rotarians in South Haven. The first was at the Historical Association of South Haven, formerly the Hartman School, in 2017. Another slight delay in the creation of a new community engagement and advisory committee for Benton Harbor Area Schools. Board of Education was scheduled to approve a memorandum of understanding for the body last night, but they pulled it from the agenda. Board President Joseph Taylor telling us the reason is that State Superintendent Michael Rice wants to be included in the memorandum, but has not yet read it.
In the document or the memo of understanding, the MOU, it was only the Board of Education and Treasury on that document. So now Michigan Department of Education, they want to be a part or a party of that document. So we're allowing the State Superintendent a certain amount of time to review those documents, right, and see if there's an agreement there.
Taylor says after Rice reads and agrees to the document establishing the committee, the board could approve it. That could happen Saturday at a retreat. The committee would have 11 members. It was proposed by the Department of Treasury. Its purpose will be to come up with a report on how to turn the school district around in order to avoid the closure of Benton Harbor High School. The committee is slated to have its first meeting before the end of this month. A 14-year-old Southeast Michigan boy has died after being taken off of life support. A judge yesterday dismissed the case by the family of Bobby Reyes against Mott Children's Hospital in Michigan Medicine. The teen had been declared brain dead in mid-September since he suffered a severe asthma attack. His mother, Sarah Jones, alleges her son died because of the egos of doctors.
They just took my son so fast from right underneath us. And once again, I've been feeling helpless. And tonight he suffered his asthma attack and cardiac arrest. And it's been a nightmare every day. And now it just keeps getting worse because now my son's never going to come home.
The Ann Arbor Hospital says in a statement, Reyes had no detectable brain function. More than 20 different facilities were contacted. All declined to take the teen. Jones says she plans to advocate for what she's going to call Bobby's Law, which would hold off on brain function testing for 28 days in cases similar to her son's. University of Notre Dame shutting down its coal-fired power plant a year ahead of schedule thanks to a sustainable energy plan that's seen the campus embrace renewable energy. Notre Dame President Reverend John Jenkins got behind the wheel of a truck Monday, dumping the final load of coal. It'll likely burn through today. And one NFL executive agrees with Lions fans that the team kind of got hosed a bit Monday night. He says they were unfairly punished by a penalty flag that shouldn't have been called in the 23-22 loss to the Green Bay Packers. Executive Vice President Troy Vincent says the second hands-to-the-face call on defensive end Trey Flowers of Detroit was incorrect.
One that you can support, but the other one, clearly, after you review it, you've seen some slow-mos, the foul wasn't there.
In his five-year NFL career, Flowers had never been whistled for hands-to-the-face at two of those penalties against Green Bay on Monday night. The Packers are in first place in the division as a result of that victory. Baseball today, game four of the American League Championship Series. The Astros at the Yankees at 8 p.m. Houston up 2-1. In the WSJM newsroom, I'm Michael Arney.